Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guests are Guillermo Gomez-Pena and James Luna, who are here to talk about La Nostalgia Remix, Best Hits and Outtakes for an Imaginary Bar, which is opening tonight at Out North. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hey, it's a real pleasure to be here in Alaska.
It's a pleasure to be anywhere.
So tell me what your play is about. Your performance is about, essentially.
Well, James Luna, a Native American conceptual and performance artist, and myself, a Mexican provocateur, have been comparing notes on a stage since the early 90s. We have been working in a long-term series called The Shame Man Meets El Mexican. We started it literally at the Smithsonian Institution, And here we are, 15, 16 years later, with the latest chapter of the series called La Nostalgia Remix, which in many ways it's an exploration of nostalgia as a form of resistance in our communities, both in the Native community and in the Mexican community.
In the ensuing time that we've known each other since the early 80s and work since the 90s, we've been introduced as elder premier performance artists. So it's kind of interesting to look back to see where we started and how we're presented today. So this performance looks back at our greatest hits at this point in time, though we don't we're not ready to retire by any means. It's a look back.
So it's a kind of anthology, and it's a unique collaboration, especially for Out North here in Alaska.
Yeah.
This is the first time that you're going to revisit this material together. Mm-hmm. At this. And now, James Luna, you are also a visual artist, and
yes.
You're known for your installations as well.
Yes.
You're internationally regarded as what I would be wrong to say the premier Native American artist.
I've been lucky.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to have a visual art component also with this show?
Well, the whole stage is a visual art component. That's how I crossed over into performance. Or actually, I was in performance, but I went into installation because I see them as one and the same. An installation can be described as theater without an actor. If I do it right, it'll speak to you. So we've transformed the space at Out West to accommodate our needs, and as soon as people walk in, they'll know what I'm talking about.
They enter our universe. Mm-hmm. In the moment that they open that door, they are part of our universe.
They are ours.
And Guillermo, you were here before it back in 2002.
Exactly.
Yeah, it seems so. Just like yesterday, but here you are again. And your show back then, I know that a big theme that you visit constantly is that of identity and re-exploring one's identity within the culture they're from, and also personally speaking. Now, when I hear nostalgia, I think of it as being very personal, the little triggers that make a person remember who they are and where they're from. Are you going to have any things like that, like maybe odors or images or the things that will get us involved in our own personal nostalgia?
Well, the great paradox is that performance art, by definition, is against nostalgia. A performance artist defines him or herself always in dialogue with the immediate future and against the past. We are rebels, So in a sense, to explore the culture of nostalgia, it's almost like a contradiction in terms for us. We are more interested in nostalgia as a style, more than anything else. Nostalgia as a way of being in the world, as opposed to as a way of escaping history or as a way of going back to the past. No. I myself am particularly interested in why Mexicans end up in Alaska. Why there is 30,000 plus Mexicans working in Alaska. Are we migrating in rivers? To me, it's a really fascinating kind of like sociological phenomenon. you know, to walk the streets of Anchorage and see Mexicans going to work, you know, chasing their aspirations, looking for something in such a faraway land.
Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, I'm a native artist, but my art is for everybody. And I think people will start to, you know, see that and feel that, even though it's native-based. I'll be doing the artifact piece, which is a signature piece of mine. And it's how people perceive us. But because I'm doing it and doing it live as an artifact, it's how we perceive ourselves. And I think that's a good thing for Alaska, because I'm sure they're, after this past election, that people are considering their identity and how they look to the rest of the world. As far as memories, I'm talking about what it was to like in a live in a communal family, you know, where we all sat down and had supper, about the joy of everybody joining in for canning. So, you know, it's a native-based thing, but it's also about things that we've lost, and maybe things that we can still incorporate in the importance of sitting down to eat.
For those of you who are just joining us, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests James Luna and Guillermo Gomez Pena, here to do a show out north called Nostalgia Remix. It'll be showing just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. And tell me, James, tell me you're a Puyo Kichim tribal member, mm-hmm. and I don't know that tribe. Tell me about it.
Well, reclaiming our name, reclaiming our identity. What we were in Southern California were pretty much slaves to the Spaniards, and they grouped us all up and gave us names according to the mission that we were closest to, and us was San Luis Rey, so we're Luceño Indians. And then when the U.S. government came in, that was a little too much for them, so they made us Mission Indians. So I'm reclaiming our tribal name. That's our tribal name for our area, though there's other Luceños in the area. That's our particular name for us at the La Jolla Indian Reservation.
That explains why I've never heard of it, because I usually pay attention to these things.
It's going across a country where people are reverting back to their real names. Yes. The Papago no longer exists. Their tonal anthem.
Well, and that really ties into the nostalgia thing, because unfortunately, so many of these peoples, all that's left is the name. And we have these beautiful poetic names that people love to say, and they love to live in these places. And yet the people who once lived there, perhaps, have vanished. And all we have is like Edwin Curtis, this kind of sepia tone old photograph of the last two guys in front of a teepee. And then there's this nostalgia. Sometimes it's for America that never existed. And like what you were saying, Guillermo, this is something that is used, like, let's say, like in the Reagan years, to kind of recreate this bubble of Americana that really never was. And it's a way to kind of give people this kind of warm, fuzzy feeling when all these other things, which are so contrary to that feeling, are happening.
Nostalgia can be an extremely dangerous thing. You know, the new American nativism that has emerged since Bush came into power and has reached absurdist heights, you know, is precisely a kind of fictional nostalgia, no? The idea of going back to a time in which America was white, you know, a time that never existed, and a pre-multicultural era, and the idea of going back to a time in which there were no immigrants in America, you know, the idea of closing our borders, the idea of becoming isolationistic, you know, the idea of escaping the international community, all these nativist ideas are extremely nostalgic and extremely pernicious. And I feel that art can be an antidote against this. You know, I feel that the artist is a very good border crosser, is a very good vernacular diplomat. You know, supporting the arts in many ways can translate into joining the international community, because artists are constantly in dialogue with other artists in other countries, you know.
I think art right now is more timely than it's ever been. America's rethinking themselves, who they are. They're going after the ethnic vote, which really changed the scope of the election. And what we're saying here is, hey, look at me. You know, I'm different. Respect that. But hey, look at me. I'm not that much different than you are. And if we start from our similarities, then we can handle our differences.
And it's something that Anchorage, in particular, needs to and is facing every day. As our population has grown more and more diverse, we're second most diverse to Hawaii.
Yeah, in the number, visibly
yeah. So. And this is us, and this is a wonderful new town that was nearly all white when I came here, except for the invisible Indians who were all around us.
Yeah, that's how we're
visible.
Not seen.
And now they're visible and welcome, at least to most of us. There are exceptions, I'm sorry to say.
You know, I think that the other dilemma, you know, that America is currently facing is, do we remain a closed society as we have been in the past 8 years, or do we become an open society once more the way we used to be now with Obama in power? And again, I feel that in this process of opening up to the world again, art is a crucial factor. I would dare to say that a democracy without art is not a democracy, that a society that does not pay attention to the critical voice of the artists is not a democracy. And this is one of the challenges that America has to face. Is it going to support its artists or not?
Well, hey, what about those Lakers?
Yeah, let me tell you. Whoa, yeah. Let me tell you. Now that's art, with a capital A. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And there's always been this struggle between how they allocate funds, mm-hmm. and also for young people to realize that they can be an artist in this culture here. That art is not only Hollywood. It's not only being a rock star. It's not only being the big out there as success and all the trappings of the rich and fame.
Or gangster rap,
Exactly. Yeah. That art is something that begins in your neighborhood and something you do with your friends and something that is a constant, organic, expressive process.
Well, that's about all we have time for today. So thank you very much for coming.
Gee. Please come to Out North Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and check out our show.
And become part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very participatory, fun, and slightly scary experience.
And thank you very much for coming, James Luna.
Grazie.
And Guillermo
Gomez Peña.
Gomez Peña.
Thank you for
it's a mouthful.
Inviting us.
Okay, thank
your
you.
Audio
thank
environment.
And now for the Stage Talk calendar. Anchorage Opera presents Carmen tonight at 8 and Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center's Discovery Theater. Tickets are limited. For tickets and or information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And at Cyrano's, The Imaginary Invalid continues its run and concludes this weekend. This play runs tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. with a 3 p.m. Sunday matinee. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS, or you can go to the PAC box office and buy the tickets there.
And at Out North, opening tonight, Guillermo Gomez Peña and James Luna in La Nostalgia Remix, best hits and outtakes at an imaginary bar, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. at Out North Theater, 3800 DeBar Road. For tickets, go to outnorth.org or call 279-3800. That's 279-3800. Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.